And now, for your listening pleasure.
Well, here we are on Letting Go Day. I love Letting Go Day. Once upon a time, I was at a ziplining course. I'm going to tell you a story here. And I climbed to the top of the first tower, stood on the small wooden platform, and said, "Hell no." I climbed all the way back down and left the ziplining behind. The funny thing is, I can run off a platform and zipline. I just couldn't step off that little box in the trees, in the tower, or whatever it is, and step off of it. I just couldn't do it. I can run off a cliff and hang glide. I've done that in California. Doesn't bother me at all. Who knows? Hi, I'm Carolyn Sanek, life coach, author, and high-value woman, and this is my podcast, Thrive Live, Thrive Zone. And if you find yourself in need of personal life coaching, you can find me and make an appointment at heal.me/Carol Sanek. I cannot let go of that fear, though, and it isn't really about heights, because I can go to the top of mountains, buildings, and more. It was trusting a line, I suppose, to take me to the next tower. We all have something we're afraid of. I mean, I don't like stinging insects anywhere near me. I run. I'm also claustrophobic, another phobia I cannot let go of. I've always wondered what causes a phobia, so I looked it up. Of course, the simple answer is past incidents or traumas. Many times, a phobia is it's irrational. They usually happen when there's no real danger, also. For myself, I can say I've never had a panic attack before being confronted with my phobias. I just wish I could let go of them. Not that I intend to go ziplining ever again in the future. No, I'd rather go hang gliding and land on a beach in California like I did before, out there off of Monterey. Oh, yeah, it was lovely. This is Carolyn Sanek, and again, you're listening to my podcast, Thrive Live, Thrive Zone. Thank you all so much for listening, and that is a wrap.